similar but different matter, the National Prosecuting Authority insisting that the former personal assistant to the ANC Secretary General, Esmaka Shule, has in fact agreed to testify against her former boss. The City Press newspaper yesterday reporting on its front page that Morwadi Chilota found out through the media that she would be asked to testify against Makhoshule. The NPA saying in court last week that she had agreed to testify against Makhoshule, who's been implicated in that 225 million rand asbestos tender. Let's speak now to Sipho Ngwema, the NPA spokesperson. Sipho, thank you for your time today. I hope you don't mind me ambushing you very quickly, but I've got some people asking me the question, what is the difference between a criminal complaint and a criminal case or criminal charge, referring, of course, to the State Capture Commission. Can you explain the difference between the two?
Good afternoon, Mindy. Thanks once again for having the program. You must remember, if anybody is aggrieved, they go to the police station to lay a complaint. The police will have, therefore, to investigate the complaint and find whether or not there's merit in the complaint. If there's merit in the complaint, and then they apply for warrant of arrest, and the person is arrested and charged, it's only after the police have collected all the evidence that then the complaint becomes a charge, and then it's taken to the court system. Sometimes, and this is why, sometimes the National Prosecuting Authority refuses to prosecute because there wouldn't be sufficient evidence, meaning that the complaint fell short of being an actual criminal offense.
Okay, thank you so much for explaining that. I think that there does seem to be some confusion. But it's not up to the Deputy Chief Justice in this case to issue a warrant or to lay a charge. It's for the police to carry that out.
Yes, indeed. Like all of us, as I said, when you want to report someone who has broken the law, you go to a police station, and then the police have investigators over there. That is in terms of whatever offense it would be. And then they take that to the National Prosecuting Authority, which then would agree or decide to prosecute if there is enough evidence. And that's what they do every day. So indeed, the Chief Justice, the commission will go to a police station to say someone has broken this law, and then the police will investigate. They will take that investigation to prosecutors, who then have to take a decision on whether or not to prosecute.
Sipho, on the issue of Ace Makhoshule now, the ANC Secretary General, and the front page article in the City Press, the newspaper saying that it had seen this email between Chilota and law enforcement agencies saying that she only heard about it through the media and she doesn't know that she's testifying. Can you clarify that for us?
Yes, thank you very much, Wendy. You know what has happened is that we arrested all the 13 people based on sworn statements given to us by witnesses. Those sworn statements place or implicate the people that we did arrest. And from that point of view, all those people are witnesses to a crime that was committed. So those people will at any given point be called to testify on behalf of the state. And some of the witnesses don't make it to court because certain matters become common cause. So in this particular instance, based on the information that we would have had, Chilota became someone who was going to or is going to testify on behalf of the state. However, only her name was mentioned on the 13th of November in court because when she went to the commission, she shared the same legal representative, the same lawyers as the accused who appeared on the 13th, which is Ace Makhoshule, and therefore the prosecution team had to make sure that they are not in contact with her, given the fact that she is not an accused in this matter, but she will testify on behalf of the state. And that has not changed. In fact, the witness has made 100% commitment to cooperate with the state and to testify in court on matters in her knowledge. So that's what stands right now. And City Press did not speak to her when they published that article.
Sipho Ngwema, NPA spokesperson, thank you for your time on that story and also explaining the legalities around what's happened at the State Capture Commission in terms of this criminal complaint that is now being laid against Zuma by the Secretary of the State Capture Commission.